Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right, all right, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24, guys. It's been a great week. You know, welcome to Female Friday. Guys, if you're clicking on the link and you want to participate in today's call, just be sure to press 1. So when you press 1, it brings you up into the queue. But I want to immediately take it out to my co-host, Mrs. Lisa G, this morning, our Global Master Distributor. So good morning, Lisa. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. We appreciate you. I want to, first of all, just give you a shout-out for all you do. This is an unbelievable platform, and I love getting on Friday, Female Friday Blog Talk, because it really is about reaching out to all these women. And for those women who are listening at home, what I want you guys to do is really listen to the different testimonials and different backgrounds and where they came from when they got involved in this business, because that's what it's all about. You know, anybody can do this business if they put their mind to it and they have a desire. And I think different circumstances bring people to the table. So I'm really excited, you guys. I want to thank Bill Resides. I also want to, you know, give a shout-out to Mr. Garrett Logan. He's the CEO of Affinity 24, and I really want to thank him from the bottom of my heart, because you know what? With so much gratitude, I want to thank him and his brother, Mr. Nick Logan, for having the courage and the vision for starting Affinity 24. I mean, I really believe this is going to be something that revolutionizes the industry, not only of multi-level marketing, but network of merchant service processing. This is such a unique opportunity. You know, I will tell you, for those women or men, a lot of men listening who are on the call that have not seen this opportunity yet, you got to get with the person who invited you on this call and get an overview of what we're doing, because, you know, we just got back from San Diego last night. I know Orange County's blowing up. We're now moving into L.A. All these new markets are popping up across the country, because this is something that is so unique to the industry and so exciting. You know, so I do want to thank the CEO and COO of Affinity 24. I also want to thank Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mr. Mike Medina. You know, these guys work endlessly, tirelessly, putting this program together for all of us in the field. I mean, you can't imagine what's going on behind the scenes. There's changes that are being made daily, weekly. In a month from today, we won't even recognize our back office. That's how fast things are moving along. So I'm very excited. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background on myself and my husband before we bring on our Female Friday Affinity 24 reps. And by the way, if you are listening to this call, do not be shy. I want you to hit 1. I want to hear from you. Let us know what's going on with you, where you're from. Give us your background and why you're excited about Affinity 24. Press 1, get in the queue, and let us hear from you. So without further ado, you know, I'll let you know my background. I've been in the industry of network marketing now for 21 years. I'm originally from Chicago. And, you know, right out of high school, I started working in a health club, a gym, and that's where I ended up meeting my husband and getting married. He ended up becoming the vice president for that company, and we got transferred to Denver. So I always say, as soon as that plane landed, we never saw him, because he was working, you know, 14, 15, 16-hour days. He was gone all the time. So my motivation, ladies, back in the 80s, was I wanted to make $1,000 a month. Isn't that crazy? Over 20 years ago. But I'll tell you what, it hasn't changed much today. I mean, I talk to people all the time, and that's life-changing income. An additional $1,000 a month today, who would kick that out of the household? Nobody. So that was my motivation. I also wanted to be empowered. How many women out there are looking for empowerment? You know, we want to be the mom. We want to be the career woman. You know, all of us are pulled in so many different directions. But empowerment is a big, big thing. You know, and I was really looking for a place where I can, you know, grow and learn and develop and make friends and have a sense of community. So those were the things I was looking for. I found it in network marketing. It started out as this little thing that I was going to do. It ended up being a big thing in our family. 2 years after I started the business, I ended up, you know, replacing my husband's income, more than replacing it. And he was able to join me in this business full time, something he made fun of. You know, he always says, be careful what you make fun of. And by the way, women, don't try to get your husband on board. Just start making money. You know, be convicted in your decision, because the more you try to push the significant other, you know, the more they're going to resist. You know, it's just kind of human nature. Nobody wants to be sold, right? So that's kind of how it worked out for us. It worked out good. And Jeff and I went on to be the number one earners and producers in our first company. We moved from there. After 18 years, we had an opportunity to work with a gentleman named Mr. Holton Buggs, number one earner in the world. And that was a huge opportunity for us. We couldn't pass up. And we went on to do very well. We were the number one distributors in California. We reached a level, you know, that was, you know, extremely exciting to reach, which was called Diamond in that company. But our story really began when Mr. Garrett Logan gave us a call in November, right before Thanksgiving. Because I believe it from the bottom of my heart, you guys, everything you do in life brings you to a place. And believe it or not, everybody on this call, you're exactly where you should be. You have to know that, good or bad. Whatever you're going through, you're where you should be. And I really believe we were where we should be at the time that call was made, right before Thanksgiving. And everything that had happened to us has led us up to this opportunity. And we went, we weren't looking. We sat down, we just figured, let's have a great dinner with some really cool people. And as we listened to them roll out what they were doing, because they already had done a soft launch in Mobile, Alabama, we got excited. We were listening and thinking, you got to be kidding me. This was something we had never heard of before. And we saw the vision of what they were doing. And, you know, another dinner led to another dinner, led to another dinner, many meetings. And on December 10th, I'll never forget that day, we signed our Declaration of Independence to be this company's global master distributors. And, you know, I was doing a meeting last night with Jeff in San Diego, and I said, people have to understand, and I think I really want to thank our team. There's so many people that believed in us and the vision of what we were about to embark on. They didn't fully understand it, but we really did have them at hello. Because for those people that do know Jeff and I, we don't do anything half-heartedly. We pour everything we have into what we do. You know, our distributors have always been our family. So I know that the people out there that did follow us and believed in us, they did it because they knew we saw something. We wouldn't leave what we had to come over here to Affinity 24 if we didn't believe this was going to be the next billion-dollar company. So I'm so excited, if you can't tell. March is turning out to be a huge month for us. And, you know, the funny part of this whole process is we're not even officially open. Right now, systems are being put in place. We're kind of flying that plane as we build it because we want to get ramped up. Our official launch is going to be in September in Las Vegas. We want to have 1,000 people in the room, and our goal is to have 10,000 distributors on the ground mobilized within 18 months. And it will happen. At the rate that we're growing, it will happen. So without further ado, I want to hear from some of these amazing, amazing ladies in the field of Affinity 24. So if we could bring on our first guest. And by the way, if you're listening in and you want to give us a, you know, 2-3 minute testimonial about what's going on with you, please press 1 so you could get in the queue and we could bring you on Blog Talk. So if we could have the first speaker, please.
Absolutely. Looks like we've got a caller ending in 2129. You are live on Blog Talk.
All right, 2129. Are you on the call? Hello, hello. Don't be shy.
Okay. Yeah,
guess,
it looks like they may have fallen off. I tell you what, it looks like the next caller in queue is Miss Rhonda Prince. Rhonda,
perfect.
I'm going to unmute you. You're live on Brock Blog Talk.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you doing out there?
I am awesome. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen who are on the line. I really, really appreciate you guys. My name is Rhonda Prince, and I am actually in Houston, Texas. So, look, shout out to all the Texans who may be on the line. I want to first acknowledge the leadership and, of course, thank the Logan brothers just for having this concept and taking a chance on building this and creating an incredible mastermind team for execution. Lisa and Jeff, you know, thank you guys for doing all that you do and being such an asset to us distributors directly. And, you know, just offering all the assistance that you guys give to us. And of course, to Rick and Mike and Eric and Bill and all of the great leaders. I mean, when you put great leaders together like this, you have what an incredible mastermind team that can be beneficial on so many different levels, just as long as we take advantage of these things. And I think that's important to say, too, because I think sometimes we have resources and we have people around us, and we really need to just, I mean, when they're there saying that they are there for us, then we really need to take advantage of them offering their time, their expertise to share with us. And so I genuinely express my appreciation to you guys. But to tell you a little bit about my background, I do manage a family-owned 30-year-old record label. I also manage a family-owned boxing, professional boxing management company, Friends Boxing Enterprise, some real estate. I've had a limousine company. So just do a multitude of things. But, you know, one thing that I was thinking about and wanted to share this morning is something that just kind of hit my mind this morning is network marketing. And I know that sometimes there are some people who kind of have a negative stigma, I'll say, when it comes to network marketing or when they hear network marketing. And I will even admit that there have been a time in my life that I did. But I realize now, and I realized this a little while earlier, I guess I should say, is that I was looking at it wrong. And then the other thing is just that we have to pay attention to trend changes, too. And I think that there is a great trend change that is occurring because so many things are going to the form of network marketing and just marketing and working your net of the people that you know and that are around you. And actually, it's a brilliant concept. It's a brilliant idea because we know that one of the best ways of marketing is referral, word of mouth. As a business owner, you think about keeping your overhead low and yet your profit as high as possible, of course. And so to not have to have all of the different stores or locations and waiting for traffic to come into them or looking for different ways of marketing to drive traffic into them, but yet have a team of people all over in different cities and different states that are actually sharing something that is really good with their friends is really a brilliant concept. And I think because of that and because people are moving home now more to work, instead of going to find offices and real estate, you know, places of business, and it's not totally eliminated, but I'm just kind of seeing it occurring a lot more often than it used to. I think because of these reasons, so many different things are coming in the form of what we know or recognize as network marketing. And I think that the Logan brothers, for them to come up with the idea to bring merchant services to that arena of network marketing is incredible. And it's so incredible, but it also gives a lot of other people, including myself, the opportunity to also step into that form that area of business where that we may not have even considered it before. And I can tell you at 47, I definitely enjoy learning. I tell people all the time I'm a student to life and class is always in, and yet I know that I would not be going back to school to try to learn or figure out how do you participate in the area of merchant services. So this is a great opportunity to learn some new things, to be educated in an area that maybe we weren't even thinking about being educated in, and then to be able to share that with other business owners, I think is great. I mean, again, having a limousine company, I knew that they were knocking my head off with these fees, taking credit cards, and yet I felt like my hands were kind of tied and there was nothing that I could do but pay the fees because I did have to take credit cards. So I really get excited about sharing more information and educating with business owners about merchant services and giving them the ability to also participate in this area, this field, to whatever degree that they find necessary for themselves. And with that being said, it brings me to the idea of the concept of how important it is for us to build great relationships. And I know that this is something that we all know, but sometimes we just need reminders. And just yesterday I was in my cleaners, which I spent a lot of money in because everything needs to be dry cleaned nowadays. But I was in there and I was talking with the owner, and of course I brought up merchant services and looked at his machine and asked him about it and everything. And I tell you, he really touched my heart because basically he told me that the guy that he's been working with his credit card machine, he's been with for over 10 years, and I was like, wow, that's incredible. And he said, yes, and he said, and not only do I do business with him, but we've become good friends. And he said, that's what I liked about him, is that he was a very nice person, and we became friends. And he shared with me that the guy now has cancer, and that he said that it was no way that no matter how much he was paying, how much extra he could be paying, he was willing to continue to pay whatever it is that he's paying if it would help him with his illness and being able to afford his illness. So he does still have his book of business, and he was interested in definitely keeping all of his businesses on this guy's book of businesses. And so I'm just sharing that just to say, you know, it's really important that we be really genuine about caring about people and their situations and their circumstances, and there's just no substitute for relationship. And people are willing to pay extra money, if that's what it means, when they have a good relationship with someone. So I appreciate your time. I just wanted to share some of those thoughts that were on my mind this morning, and I appreciate you, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you, Rhonda. Those were words of wisdom. You know, you're listening to somebody, a woman who's very accomplished. You know, you listen to her background. It's no wonder why your family and you have been such a success in life, and there's no way you're not going to blow this thing up over here at Affinity 24 because you're just taking the same principles that you used when you were building your family businesses, your limousine company, over here. And you hit it right on the head. You know, if you have a relationship first, you're coming in and you're doing business, first of all, with people that you know. You're going to people you know that believe, like, and trust you. You're going to them with your new business opportunity. You're coming in there and sharing with them what you can do. And you've got the confidence, you guys, behind you of 25 plus years of merchant processing. You've got the team of Cornerstone behind you, helping you with the processing. So it's the secret sauce, like Rhonda said, is the relationship. I mean, that's an amazing point that she made. Someone was willing to stay with somebody and keep their account because he liked the guy. But how many people do we go out there and talk to every day that have never seen the guy who signed them up on their merchant services? There's no relationship. They're happy to jump. they're happy to leave, okay? So the relationship will always, always, always trump everything else. Thank you, Rhonda, for sharing, and let's bring on the next caller if we can.
Okay, great. Looks like we've got 818 ending in 7706. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everybody. This is Maureen Pisani. And yes.
Hi, Maureen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Blog Talk.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure listening to other ladies.
I know.
Especially,
I know.
Especially when everybody's becoming successful.
Well, it's fun because it's a community that's growing together and sharing together and, you know, leaning on each other and lifting everybody up. So it was fun seeing you in San Diego, and I have no doubt that you're going to be one of the powerhouse women of Affinity 24. So tell us what's going on with you this week, Maureen.
Absolutely. For all of you there listening to me, yes, I have an accent, and yes, I'm not natively born here. I'm originally from the island of Malta. If you think of Italy in the Mediterranean Sea, beneath Italy, south of Italy, there's Sicily, and south of Sicily, there's Malta. It's a tiny island. You literally need to zoom in to see it. I've always been somebody, from as young as I can remember, I always wanted better. I always wanted more. I always knew that if I worked hard, I should deserve better. But in Malta, that didn't happen. So small, so limited. It didn't matter what I excelled in, because of course, yes, like Jeff said last night, parents did tell us, you can do whatever you want. But it didn't matter how good I was in whatever I attempted, it never led to any results, it never led to any opportunities. So I heard about this amazing land of opportunity, and at the early age of 14 made my mind up that I was going to somehow make it to the States. And I have. And the one thing I love about this country, apart from the fact that I am an American citizen and very proud to say it, here, if you want to make it, you can. It's that simple. As life continued, I became a hypnotherapist. My mission in life is to help people. And as a hypnotherapist, I help people 6 days a week. I have a thriving practice and many projects that I'm working on. So I take credit card payments. And a friend of mine told me about Tina. Now, I was a little bit hesitant because, you know, being a single lady in the States, I have to be cautious. But she explained it to me and then later told me, so how about coming over to a meeting? And I got to meet the leadership. And thank you isn't enough. The ethics, the experience, the wisdom, the professionalism that the Mr. Logans bring in, that Jeff and Lisa bring in, that Simone brings in and Rick. It is amazing. Having the trainings that I attend regularly is just awe-inspiring. The brains that have come collectively to make this company work is superb. And then I come to have this opportunity to share with other professionals something that is law, is compliance, and is going to help them save more money. So it dovetails with what I do. It's something that I have absolutely no qualms about sharing. I tell my clients who are in business, I tell my mentees, people, hundreds of students I've taught, because they need this. And if they don't, it's going to come back and bite them. So as this whole thing comes together, it truly is an opportunity. It's an opportunity where, as we share, quick little phone calls, connect with friends, reconnect with people you haven't seen, and keep passing it forward. Just relay it forward. It just keeps giving.
And I love it.
It's truly an experience that I'm very, very thankful for.
Well, we appreciate you, Maureen. You are such a jewel to have because, you know, you are very modest. I'd love you to share with the callers kind of a little bit about your background and some of the things that you're doing. I mean, in your professional life, you know, I heard for the first time and it really blew me away. I mean, why don't you share that with the group?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. As a hypnotherapist, I've been in practice for about 10 years. I've been a director and instructor in two nationally accredited colleges teaching hypnotherapy. I've written 8 books. I've produced 25 CDs, and I am also the resident hypnotherapist at the Chopra Center. It is something where hypnotherapy works tremendously well with the subconscious mind to increase, upgrade, and improve quality of life. So it's been fun. It's been fun. It's been something where I continuously learn more, plus the trainings, even at Affinity Trainings, I continue to learn more. And when it comes to how, you know, the next step's going to happen, unless the subconscious mind is on board, it becomes a struggle. So assisting people in upgrading their financial comfort zone is something I also do.
That is a great, great way of putting it. What did you just say? Say that again.
Assisting people, because if the subconscious mind isn't on board with your goals, you're working with just the, if you think of an iceberg, you're working with the part of the iceberg that's above water. The subconscious mind is the portion that's underwater.
Mm.
And the financial comfort zone is what we were raised with. So if we were raised with struggle, if we were raised with, you know, one parent saying, I'm not Rockefeller, money doesn't grow on trees, there's going to be an upward struggle. Once the subconscious mind is locked in with, hey, you know, these numbers are real. People are making these numbers. Why not me? Then you have the full team subconsciously, too, pushing you forward into success.
Would you say, Maureen, that personal development and working more on yourself with what you've learned over the years is extremely beneficial in someone's success?
It's essential. It's very close second to breathing. Yes.
Thank you. Because if you think about it, working on your mind, with the group, working on your mind, it's almost like if you're trying to plant a beautiful garden and you have crappy soil, is your garden going to be beautiful? Of course
That's
not.
That's exactly it.
I mean, you've got to enrich your mind. You've got to have affirmations. I mean, what Maureen does through years of study is really what any successful person knows. First thing, you have to have a good listening library. Right, Maureen? You got to have a good reading library. You got to talk to yourself, and you got to be your own best friend. And women have to lift each other up. And that's something that Jeff and I have always been extremely adamant about is, you know, when we come into our meetings or our parties or any Affinity 24 event, it's got to be a positive, uplifting environment. And you know what? I believe this, Maureen. If you felt like there was any negativity or stuff going on, wouldn't you repel from that? You wouldn't want to be part of it because that would be an environment that you couldn't grow in.
Yes. See, one of the things that astonished me and one of the things that put Affinity in such a positive space for me, it was one of the very first meetings we had. It was still in the hotel. It was a Saturday morning in Tustin in the Embassy Suites. And we were all there, and out of the blue, Mr. Logan stood up, as serious as a heart attack, and looked at the group and said, I dare you all, go Google me, go research me personally, and go research my companies, and you will never find anything bad about me. That hit a chord with me, because as good as I am, I can't say that. Because what if the ex-husband put something out there against me? You know, I mean, to be honest, I know how by the book I run, and I've never had the courage to say that.
Yeah, well,
and
you know,
did.
And that's a great point because with this company, our mission statement is obviously integrity, respect, and partnership. And that's the motto we all live by. You know, I'd rather walk away from an agent or a merchant if it doesn't feel right and they're not aligned with our core values than have them in our group. You know, you don't need those people. You really don't in your business. So I just want to let you know that we really, really appreciate you. I love having you at meetings. You give. And there's no doubt you're going to be a huge success in this business. And I thank you for being on the call, Maureen.
My absolute pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's bring on the next caller if we can.
Okay. Looks like 619 ending in 5854. You're live on Blog Talk.
All right.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hi,
Lisa. Who do we have here?
It's Rebecca down in San Diego.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi,
hello.
Everybody. My name's Rebecca. So I just want to thank you for that garden metaphor that you just so lovely.
Ooh, that's a good one for you.
It is a good. I've always loved the garden metaphor because for those of you who don't know me, I'm a horticulturist, which basically just means I'm passionate about plants, and it's a degree in, ornamental plants specifically. So like landscape design, garden design, nurseries, things like that is pretty much what I've had my career in so far. Among other things, I've done a lot of things for my age. But I was going to say that, you know, one thing that I tell people, and this is just about gardens, is it's so true, but it is a great metaphor in that if you don't have good soil, that's the first thing you have to work on. And I've told people, put more money into amending your soil and improving it than you will into the plants, because if you have bad soil and you put a nice plant in it, it's not going to make it, or it's not going to thrive in the way that it could. And I completely agree that unless you're working on yourself and your mind and the thoughts that you think, that stuff can get in there and sabotage your hard work and your efforts, because it may not, like Maureen was saying, you know, upgrading your subconscious mind to be in alignment with what you say you want to do in the world. So I think I need an appointment with Maureen. But so I'm originally from Wisconsin. I live in San Diego now. I feel very fortunate to be in San Diego and so close to the action and where Affinity 24 is based out of. Orange County is just an hour and a half away. So I get to go up there and be at the office. And in terms of, you know, I really love that you started the call and you talk about all the people who are in the background and, you know, what Nick and Garrett Logan have done, Mr. Mike Medina, Mr. Rick Lindsay, I mean, Lisa, you and your husband, Jeff, and Kevin and Noreen, and then there's a whole bunch of other people that I haven't even met yet. But what I wanted to say is that, you know, I've heard Simone talk about, you know, how tirelessly, you know, Mike and Rick work and all behind the scenes. And so I went to the office the other day for a rates training, rates and statements training that Mike and Rick led. I learned so much that I just want to say, you know, most people don't need to know all that detail. You just need to send in your statements and get that read. But I wanted to know because that's just kind of how my brain works. And, you know, Mr. Mike Medina, he stayed with me for an extra hour that night, you know, after it was over to go through my paperwork, because I had a presentation the next day with a client, and to show him what we could save him. And he stayed with me to help me with my paperwork, and he explained, you know, how he's been working. And I learned so much about these men, and they really do work tirelessly. They really are very busy helping us out. And I just see that's the kind of thing that I need to see. And I know not everybody gets to see that because they're in a lot of different areas. They're not in San Diego. They're not in, you know, they're not in Orange County, but I can say this is what I saw. And it is really true and it is really happening. So, and I just really appreciate his help. So I want to say that. And is there anything else I want to say about that? Well, you know, the other thing I want to say is just that the more I learn, the more I love it. And I would talk to my sister the other day, and she works for a company that's a men's clothing company. It's like high-end really fancy shirts from France. This is her, a friend of hers company, and she works for him now here in San Diego. And I had asked her, you know, if I could do a review and look at her statements and see if I could save them money with their processing. They have 5 different processors they use all online. And she was like, well, I just talked to this woman, you know, with Wells Fargo, and I'm going to give her my statements too. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And, you know, she really wanted to go with somebody that she's heard of Wells Fargo before. Well, come to find out, Wells Fargo is one of the banks that we work with. So it's not like I'm doing anything different. But I also found out that both Mike and Rick worked for Wells Fargo. So there's all these...
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's like, you know, so it's for anyone who may question the legitimacy of the opportunity or what's behind it, it's amazing, you know? We're just right up there with everybody else, and we're offering better service and lower rates and more transparency, and I just really appreciate that. So,
well, you're doing a great job. We appreciate
Thanks.
You.
Thank
you. You know, your support, and everybody, just so you guys know, everybody makes a difference. Everybody's support at these meetings makes a difference. Coming out afterwards makes a difference. I mean,
yeah.
Last night we were in San Diego, and we all went out to a place called Kachina to get something to eat and drink, and I got a chance to sit and visit with a guest for a long time. Had I not had that opportunity, there was so much more I learned about this particular guest that actually Maureen brought that
mm-hmm.
Was fascinating, you know. And the more I learned about this woman, the more confident I became that she would be an amazing fit for Affinity 24. But had she not come out afterwards, I would never have gotten to know all this stuff. So I just want to really put it out there that, you know, I know, Rebecca, you were there last night. Everybody works. Everybody's busy. But the women that really support these meetings, I appreciate you guys, and of course, the men. You know, that you guys are all what makes this opportunity. It's not Jeff and I showing up or Garrett walking in the room or Rick Lindsay. It's about the distributors and the reps in the field being there. You all make the opportunity for everybody else. And your role in being there is more important than ours, you know, because you're there giving energy, you're learning. And if you take away one little nugget from a meeting that you went to, it was worth going. I mean, when I started my journey 21 years ago, I would never miss. It was like church for me. I had to be there. I needed to get my soul filled up with the opportunity. I needed to listen to the information again. You know what the meeting opportunity meeting is? It's validation. Sometimes you're out there, right? You're by yourself, Rebecca, and you come back into
yep.
that meeting. What does it do? It validates everything all over again. So you
totally.
Need to have that. And I like that soil metaphor now that you've just reinforced it for. You just validated my analogy. I want to thank you for that. You know,
sure.
I don't know where that came from, but it really is true. You know, you got to have a good attitude to make anything work. So you go get them today. I know you've got a big account you're going to be closing.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, you lay it down, make it happen, and don't take no for an answer.
Right.
Don't take no for an answer, because I know you got a big account to close. We talked about that last
yep.
night. So
yep.
thank you so much, Rebecca, for being on the call. And if we can have the next speaker, I'd
thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Lisa, looks like 760 ending in 9484. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Mr. Resides. Good morning, Lisa. This is Simone Cavalhain.
Hello, Simone.
Good
we had
morning.
A fun drive back from San Diego last night. We were laughing the whole way home. It was a great ride.
It was indeed. You know, whenever I hear the other women on the call, I always get excited and more excited. And I always think to myself, you know, when I get onto the call, I need to take a deep breath, because there's nothing
mm-hmm.
else that trumps my excitement than that of gratitude.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm a softie. I'm already standing here with tears coming down my face, because
Aww.
It is an amazing opportunity. And it's all
you know what? You know what? Imagine this too, Simone. I didn't mean to cut you off. Those two women that spoke, aren't they part of your group?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. And so I'm very grateful for them because they set the poem for me to come this morning and to express my gratitude to the leadership. You know, companies can rise and fall on leadership, and we have amazing leadership in the Logan brothers and, of course, yourselves. And then the team of people that work tirelessly behind the scenes. You know, we really need to give them a little bit of acknowledgement because what they do is something that we don't see. And it's the unseen that makes the seen possible. And
that's
so
right.
My gratitude is huge for that. And, you know, going on from that metaphor of the earth, I want to let people know that I had the bounty of meeting Mr. Jeff Giamalva at a Napoleon Hill summit 2 years ago. And that was at a time when we were looking for something because my husband and I are international entrepreneurs. You know, I was born in Zimbabwe. I lived in South Africa, lived in Hong Kong, and then Australia before I came to the United States. As Maureen put it, the land of opportunity. And let me tell you, for those of you that are born here, you really also need to take a breath and realize and appreciate what an awesome place we live in. Because there is no other country that has the opportunity to thrive, survive, and make a difference like there is here in the United States. So I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, the thing that I wanted to mention today is that I'm an inspired philanthropic entrepreneur, and I don't say that lightly. You know, I've been involved in a lot of things, as I mentioned just the other day, that I became an entrepreneur at the age of 7 when my father was the owner of his own print factory in Zimbabwe, and I used to sell paper to make paper chains at Christmas to kids in my class. So it started at a very early age, and, you know, I've just always been an entrepreneur. And so when I never been able to really do something that enables me to make a difference, to take my skills, my talent, and help people such that they can live a better life. And this is what this opportunity offers us. And so it also comes to me through personal development. You know, we talk about having a good reading library, personal development, but there's one thing that I really am a proponent of, and that is a good brainwashing. Not in the negative sense. It's in the real brainwashing. You know, we are adamant about washing the body, washing the hair. But who actually takes time to assess, maybe through hypnotherapy, what state our brain is in and that it really needs a good washing to get some of that dross, some of those negative thoughts that are not even ours to start with. They're thoughts that we've inherited through our parents, our grandparents, through memory, through cellular memory, that we really need to take a breath and say, you know what, those set of circumstances or those beliefs do not resonate with us. These are our new beliefs. And our new beliefs are to make a difference, to live and thrive, and create an economy that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my little thing for today. I thank you, Lisa, for having me on the call. I'm so excited about this week, because I have two new people coming on today that are going to blow up my team. But I'm also very grateful to my team that I have because they are awesome. They are inspiring. They are, you know, just a quick snippet. I got a fabulous text from one of my team members last night, and he said, my residual income starts at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow because he installed his first terminal. So that made me think, you know what? Our residual income starts the minute we place our first machine or our first edge or our first internet connection. So thank you again.
That's right.
I look forward to another great
Simone,
week.
Hey, Simone, tell me right now, what do you think, what's your projection as to when you're going to hit Sapphire?
We will hit Sapphire this month. It's our goal.
Amazing.
We will push Sapphire.
And what's your secret to hitting Sapphire? Tell us what your strategy was, you and Rick.
Our strategy was straight off the bat. You know, we were one of the first people to join Lisa and Jeff because, as Lisa said, she had us at the hello. we went to her home thinking we were going to do some brainstorming with our other business, and they told us what they were doing. And we said straight away, you know what, can we sign? And he said, well, you can't sign because we haven't signed yet. So we said, all right, well, we'll sign when we can, you know, when it's feasibly possible after you've signed. So we decided that our best target or our best plan was to go out and introduce this opportunity to at least 10 people and have them join us. We have 13 people on our front line, and then our step from there was to work with those people to build their team. So we now have 6 core legs that are starting to blossom, as I would say, people that are bringing on people and bringing on merchants. So the first thing one needs to do before you actually get involved in trying to get as many merchants as you can, it's about building a team. Because as you build the team, you learn more about this business. And if there's nothing that I can say about this opportunity, and it's this, the more we do it, the more it gets better. The more
you learn,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the more we learn and find out about our opportunity, the more we appreciate that it actually gets better than we thought it was when we first said yes.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what's interesting is Jeff even mentioned that last night. You know, there's no I got you here. It's like the more you learn, the more excited you get. I learned something amazing about the compensation plan and generational levels versus levels that blew my mind less than a week ago, that I just needed clarity on. So I have to tell you, Simone, you went about it right. There's no doubt that you're heading towards diamond. For anybody that's on this call, the way to build this business is through agents, because this is the deal, you guys. You can't make somebody do the business. You can't train somebody to death. You've got to have a focus of lead by example, okay? Get to consultant. They did that in their first month. They added 10 frontline agents as fast as they could. You know what that did? It created the momentum. It created the rocket ship. The rocket ship started taking off because everybody was getting in and everybody was getting to consultant. She popped her first consultant, I think it's Evelyn, last month, correct, Simone? And this
correct.
Month, I think you've got 3 or 4 or 5 that are following suit. So it's not a secret how to get to Sapphire. You get to consultant, sponsor frontline distributors, and then from there, duplicate consultants. Because the name of the game is, once you get to Sapphire, which is to have 25 merchants in 1 month, do you think it's going to be hard? She's set up to go Ruby. How many total distributors do you have, Simone, in your group?
We have 53.
53. Now, just imagine the next level is Ruby, and you need, what, 75 merchants?
Correct.
So if she's got 53, let's call it by the end of the month, she's got 75 distributors. Now what's going to happen is she's set up to go Ruby. Because next month, if each one just got one merchant, and then you get a superstar out there that gets 2 or 3 or 4, right?
Correct.
She's a Ruby. That's how you do it. Simone and Rick, I am so, so proud of you guys. You've become such good friends of Jeff and I. We enjoy you guys immensely, and we appreciate you more than you'll ever know. And, hey, by the way, I just got a text from Rick, you guys. You'll get a giggle out of this. Remember when Rebecca said her sister had got a quote from somebody from Wells Fargo? Well, I guess Rebecca was working with Rick on some of these statements, and he actually knows the woman who's giving her sister the quote. He trained her. We've got people like Rick Lindsay, Mr. Rick Lindsay, our Executive Vice President of Sales, who trained the lady at Wells Fargo. So you guys got to know something. Nobody at these banks has anything over on us. These guys, Mr. Mike Medina, Mr. Rick Lindsay, Garrett Logan, Nick Logan, the whole team at Cornerstone, these are the guys that have been in the trenches for 25-plus years. These are the guys that have trained all these little newbies at Wells Fargo and Bank of America. You guys, we are the real deal, and you got to start walking like you're the real deal with your head up. Be proud of what you have to offer, because we can help people not only become EMV compliant, save money, but really be part, you know, the bigger picture is be part of an amazing opportunity. So thank you so much for sharing, and I think we got about 10 minutes left. Do we have anybody else in the queue?
We do. We've got 262 ending in 8927. You are live on Blog Talk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Jackie. I'm actually a friend of Becca's.
Hello.
Yeah, and thank you, Becca. Thank you for this. Thank you for texting me to get on this call. We've been in conversation for probably 3 to 4 weeks now about this, and I just moved to Nashville in November. I was in Wisconsin for 23 years. I'm a songwriter, and so I finally am fulfilling on my dream, which is to live in Nashville and to make a difference with my songs. They're inspirational, kind of uplifting, humanitarian-type songs, and I'm starting to get attention. And so I have this conversation that I'm really looking to clarify or disappear about getting involved with this. Is it in alignment with why I'm alive, with why I'm here on the planet? And that's what I keep sticking. And Becca said to me, she said, well, you get to decide if it's in alignment. And for me, I've got this belief or this understanding that, well, no, it would be resonating from within me. I would be getting this, you know, kind of inspirational hit. I'd be getting this something from somewhere that says, yes, this is in alignment, and you can be doing this while you're making a difference with your songwriting. And so I'm not quite sure, and, you know, I've depleted almost all of my funds to make this move, and my daughter just got hired at Whole Foods Market, and so she's going to be splitting all the bills with me. But so right now I'm kind of coming from a place of, oh, God, you know, this is, you know, I can't really, this isn't something I really should be or could be involved with right now. It's not responsible. It's not in alignment with why I'm here, and blah, blah, blah. So I'd like you to speak to that, if you would.
Well, first of all, and thank you for your honesty. I'm glad you're on the call because, you know, we hear this out there in the field, ladies, right? You know, women are saying, can I take on one more thing? I'm too busy. Or is it in alignment with what I, you know, believe in? And you're an artistic gal. I hear that based on what you're doing. You really, you know, as an artist, am I right? You feel things.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
why you're pursuing your dream in Nashville, and you're going out there, and you're living the dream, man. But it's not going to be easy. You know, you see all these. We watch American Idol as an example. I don't know if you watch that show or not, but we watch it, and man, you see the most talented people that never even made it to Hollywood Week. I mean, so you're going out there, and bless your heart, you're pursuing a dream that's extremely difficult, but you're following your heart, and I respect you for that. But at the same time, in the world of reality, is money needs to be there to help support that dream. It really does, right?
Right.
Because that's going to keep a roof over your head while you're going through auditions and doing what you have to do in that whole world, which I have no idea what that means. So all I would say to you is, how many people, how many businesses do you walk in every single day that take credit cards? How many people do you know that own businesses?
I'm sorry. The ironic thing is, I've been asking each one of them. So, have you converted over to the new system, the federal mandate? And then, oh, not yet. And, you know, we're not sure what's involved. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's good to know, because, you know, I'm involved in some conversations with a company that can help you with that. And oh, good. Well, and you know, but I'm not on board. So like, I end it there. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Well, you know what? See, that's your first mistake, girly. Because if you first of all, you can't be talking about something. And I'm just going to stop you right here. You're trying to figure it out before you make a decision.
Right.
You know, Richard Branson said, and my advice to you and anything you do in life is, if you see an opportunity, take it and figure it out on the back end, something like that. But you get my point.
Yeah.
make a decision, because this is the deal. It doesn't have to be your driving force. Your driving force is your music. You're an artist. But
right. But
getting something going on the side, making that commitment to do something, you're going to talk differently to these merchants. You cannot go in and talk to a merchant. I don't care who you are if you're not involved already. And this is the other thing. Learn the art of leverage. If you're going in there and saying, hey, what are you doing about that EMV problem, because you're opening up the conversation, leverage Rebecca. Leverage Simone. Do you know above Simone is Jeff and Lisa? Do you know above Jeff and Lisa is the company? All you've got to do, girl, is open doors. And if you could say, you know what, I'm involved in this amazing company. It's something I'm doing alongside of my passion, which is music. Give me a couple statements. Let's see if we can save you some money. And just based on your personality, based on you opening doors, let us help you with that stuff. You don't have to go in there and from start to finish do a Rick Lindsay or do a Mike Medina. These are guys that have been in the industry for 25, 30 years, right?
Right.
Okay, I don't have to do that. You know, all I do is create the door opener, but make a decision, get involved with us, because if you're going to Nashville, Tennessee, I'm telling you, I bet as you're going out there and you're living your life, going to the dry cleaners, going to the grocery store, going to the, you know, the guitar shop. You're going to run into people. And this is the other thing. Think about it two ways. How many people are you going to meet? What about, and I was talking to this gal last night. She's a bookkeeper. She's an accountant. And she's like, I got her thinking about all the businesses. She gets that. But I said, do you know a lot of bookkeepers and accountants? She goes, I know a lot of them. I go, guess what they know? Businesses. So think about now your new journey you're embarking on. All the musicians that you're going to come across that need to make money. To me, that's a whole, open your mind to that. It's not just about the merchants. What if you can kick down a bunch of merchants? That's dynamite. But what if you can introduce us to musicians that need to make money? And all these musicians know people who own businesses, right? And I love when Jeff gives the example of, what if you had a bunch of distributors that just found one a year, right? You don't have to, you got to just understand, what if you lead us to one person who's a musician who happens to lead us to Simone and Rick? Because it's about networking. You network through people. People know people. So just keep an open mind. Make it be part of the journey. Incorporate it into who you are on the side and have fun with it. Don't overthink it. You're overthinking. I don't know. That's my opinion, girl, because you're an artist. You're probably getting too deep. Stop overthinking it.
Yeah. I'm sure Becca's laughing her head off right now.
Who is?
Becca. I'm sure she's laughing because she knows me.
Are you up in L.A.?
Say it again.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Nashville.
Oh, you're already in Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a crack up because it's redundant to say, you know, artists, you know, musicians who need money. It's like, well, duh. It's like, so I could probably tomorrow have 100 of them in a room for a conversation. It's like, you know, and that's what Becca knows me because we were in another big program together in Wisconsin, and it's all about connecting. And that's the only thing I know how to do is just connect and just meet people and establish connections. That's what I'm about, and that's what I write songs about, because I just really, 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 what I'm about is disappearing just this illusion of separation among people, and you know, I just want people to kind of take the veil down between us, and here I am with the veil up. So it's just,
well, you
ironic.
Know what you did? You just answered your own question, and there's a recorded webinar that you literally can just send people and have your friends and contacts listen to. And say, I don't know if this is for you or not, but there's an opportunity where we can be doing something on the side to make some money. Watch this webinar or get on this call with Lisa. or let me have Jeff call you. You've got 21 years in your upline, plus Simone, plus Rebecca, plus 25 years in the merchant service industry that support you for free. Think about that. You were like free employees working for you. You're not paying us. The only way we make money is to help you make money. So if you called me up, girly, and you said, I got somebody I want you to talk to, you think I'm going to take that call? Every day, every minute. That's what we do. So I really appreciate it. This is the kind of stuff I love, you guys. Thank you so much for being on Blog Talk, and make the decision to get involved with us. We'd love to have you join our team. I think we're out of time. Are we out of time, Eric?
We are officially out of time. Yep, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, God bless everybody. Go out there and make it a great day and have a fantastic weekend. Signing off, this is Lisa Giamalva, your Global Master Distributor.